So we've just revisited the present tense. So now let's have a look at the past or preterite tense. And again, I'll assume that you know the endings, the regular endings, and if not, refer to the included verb sheet and have a quick revise now before you continue. The largest group of irregular verbs in the past are ones called grave or grave irregular verbs. And the funny thing about this group is not just that the stem changes, as in let's think of an example, I had tube. So the stem changes, but also there's a special set of endings, regardless of whether it's an AR, ER, or IR infinitive. And if you can remember the endings of one of them, then you can just apply those endings to all of this, all of the verbs in this set. So let's see if we can remember how poder, to be able to, works. We know that, or hopefully we can remember that pude is I was able to, or I could. Pudiste, you were able to, or you could. Pudo, he or she. Pudimos, we. Pudieron, they. And the ones in this set that we have covered is I had, tuve, so tuviste, tuvo, etc. I did, hice. I wanted, quise. And here are two new grave verbs, grave verbs. I put, as in yesterday, I put it there. And I came, as in yesterday, I came to see you. I put is puse, 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 puse. And I came is bine, vine, bine. So from what we know of the endings for I had or I could, we know that you put in the past would be pusiste, he or she put, puso, etc. I came bine, you came biniste, etc. Okay, so let's put this into practice. How would we say they put it near the door? They put it near the door. Lo pusieron cerca de la puerta. Lo pusieron cerca de la puerta. How about we came because we need your help? We came because we need your help. Vinimos porque necesitamos tu ayuda. Vinimos porque necesitamos tu ayuda. What about they had to see it straight away? They had to see it straight away. Tuvieron que verlo enseguida. Tuvieron que verlo enseguida. How about he came here last night? He was looking for something. He came here last night. He was looking for something. Vino aquí anoche. Estaba buscando algo. Vino aquí anoche. Estaba buscando algo. And yes, he or she came, vino, vino, is spelt and pronounced exactly like the word for wine, vino. Vino tinto, vino blanco. How about, I came to give you this book. I came to give you this book. Vine a darte este libro. Vine a darte este libro. How about, he came to the party, but he didn't do anything. He came to the party, but he didn't do anything. Vino a la fiesta, pero no hizo nada. Vino a la fiesta, pero no hizo nada. Now, there is a little subset of these grave, these grave verbs, that can be grouped together. And what they have in common is that the irregular stem, that means once it's already changed into its irregular form, it ends in J. We'll start off with one for an example, and then we'll add some others. Decir is to say or to tell. And I said is dije, dije, D-I-J-E, dije. And then the endings follow the same pattern as all the other grave ones, dije, dijiste, dijo. So, dije, I said. How would we say, I said I was going to arrive late? Dije que iba a llegar tarde. Dije que iba a llegar tarde. How about he said that his car was new. He said that his car was new. Dijo que su coche era nuevo. Dijo que su coche era nuevo. Now, a few others that are included in this set that end in the stem, irregular stem that ends in a J is traer, I brought. And that is traje, I brought. T-R-A-J-E, traje, I brought. Another is to drive, conducir. And I drove is conduje, conduje. C-O-N-D-U-J-E. Another is to produce. Producir, and I produced, produje, produje, P-R-O-D-U-J-E. So we've got traje, I brought, conduje, I drove, and produje, I produced. How would we say he drove so slowly? Condujo tan lentamente. Condujo tan lentamente. How about I brought what you said? I brought what you said. Traje lo que dijiste. Traje lo que dijiste. How about we produced too much last year? Produjimos demasiado el año pasado. And how about it produced the desired effect? It produced the desired effect. And the desired effect is the el efecto, one F, el efecto deseado, desired. El efecto deseado. So how would we say it produced, something something produced, the desired effect? Produjo el efecto deseado. Produjo el efecto deseado. And you might have noticed that when I was going through the examples of decir, saying dije, dijo, dijiste, dijimos, the one that I left out was they. They said. And there was a specific reason for that. We should say dijeron, dijeron, I-E-R-O-N. But the Spanish sound system doesn't like that J and the I and then the E next to each other. So just for this little subset of J grave verbs, the they is dijeron without an I after the J. So just think of it as not having two dots next to each other, the J and the I. So dijeron. And that applies to the rest in that little subset. So trajeron, they brought. Condujeron, they drove. So not condujieron. Condujeron. So how would we say they drove to Madrid? Condujeron a Madrid. Condujeron a Madrid. How about they didn't bring anything of value? And of value, de valor. They didn't bring anything of value. No trajeron nada de valor. No trajeron nada de valor. And how about they said that they were going to rent the whole building? They said that they were going to rent the whole building. And the whole building is the entire building. Entero. Entero. E-N-T-E-R-O. So, el edificio entero. The whole building. So, how would we say they said that they were going to rent the whole building? Dijeron que iban a alquilar el edificio entero. Dijeron que iban a alquilar el edificio entero. So, we've looked at the preterite, the simple past, we'd call it in English, and it works pretty much the same as in English. It is used to describe past events, as in, I had an accident, tuve un accidente, he caught the train, cogió el tren. So it works the same way as in English, except we have to be careful when we're talking about things which aren't events, but rather ongoing actions or ongoing states in the past. For example, he had a lot of friends is very different from he had an accident. He had an accident is an event. He had a lot of friends is an ongoing state. And in this case, we cannot use the preterite. we have to use the imperfect. That's the ia and aba tense. So to say he had a lot of friends, that description in the past would be tenía muchos amigos. Tenía muchos amigos. If we want to say, when I lived in Spain, I went to the beach a lot, both of those verbs need to be the imperfect, the ian aba, because neither the I lived nor the I went to the beach are single events. They are describing ongoing, repeated actions. So let's see if we can do these. When I lived in Spain, I saw a bullfight. When I lived in Spain, I saw a bullfight. So first of all, one of those is an imperfect, an ongoing state, and one of those is an event. And a bullfight is una corrida de toros. Una corrida de toros. Corrida is C-O-R-R-I-D-A. De toros. T-O-R-O-S. Bulls. So when I lived in Spain, I saw a bullfight would be. Cuando vivía en España, vi una corrida de toros. Cuando vivía en España, vi una corrida de toros. So the first bit, when I lived in Spain, is not an event, but it's describing a past ongoing state. So the imperfect, cuando vivía, and then I saw is referring to a single event, not I repeatedly saw, or it's not saying I used to go and see, it's just saying I saw, and so that's the preterite, B. How about, they always said that they were going to do it. They always said that they were going to do it. Siempre decían que iban a hacerlo. Siempre decían que iban a hacerlo. Iban a hacerlo. So it was only the first one we had to think about. And because it's they always, it means it's not a single event. How about, he brought me something that I always wanted. He brought me something that I always wanted. So one will be a preterite and one will be an imperfect. He brought me something that I always wanted. Me trajo algo que siempre quería. Me trajo algo que siempre quería. So he brought me is the event, and I always wanted was an ongoing desire state in the past. How about, I missed the whole film. I missed the whole film. And to miss something, as in a film, is perderse. So it's perder, which is to lose, perder, and perderse is the reflexive. So when it's I missed a program, I missed an event, I missed something, then it's reflexive, perderse. So I missed the whole film would be me perdí la película entera. Me perdí la película entera. And how about, we missed you every day. We missed you every day. Now, this is a different kind of missed, unless you're talking about we missed the milkman every day that we wanted to see. We needed to talk about an order, and we kept missing him. But here, I'm referring to somebody that you'd like to see, a family member who you're not able to, your friend, and you miss them. You wish they were there with you. And for this type of miss, it's a phrase, and it is echar de menos. So echar, the verb, echar de menos. Echar de menos is to miss somebody. So we missed you every day would be te echábamos de menos todos los días. Te echábamos de menos todos los días. So imperfect because it's referring to the past, but not just a single event, but repeated.